You're listening to Cash and Sass. I'm Lisa Marie, your go-to gal for all things money. As the Sassy Wealth Queen and the brains behind the Sassy Wealth Coach, I'm here to take you on a thrilling ride from the financial chaos to sassy and sexy money. Hi, my sassy friend. Welcome to another episode of Cash and Sass. I'm Lisa Marie. I am your host. I am the Sassy Wealth Queen, the brains behind this podcast and the Sassy Wealth Coach. And I'm here to talk to you today about the second wealth code in the five wealth codes to becoming a wealth queen. So let's go ahead and get ready. If you missed the first episode, it was a couple episodes back. Make sure you go and watch it. It's about the spiritual wealth code. This one, we're going to talk about mental wealth code. And it's about mental health. It's about your mental health, all of our mental healths. I believe this is the second wealth code and a very important wealth code to becoming a wealth queen and becoming wealthy is because we're referring to the abundance and richness of our thoughts and our beliefs and our attitudes. So our mental wealth, it's about cultivating a mindset that supports our success and our happiness and our overall well-being. So let's start with the power of mindset. Your thoughts and beliefs have a huge impact on your reality and actions. Let me say that again. Your thoughts and beliefs have a huge impact on your reality and actions. What we focus on, we create more of. I truly, truly believe that. It's the reason why I believe money mindset and money management go hand in hand. So by cultivating a positive, growth-oriented mindset, you'll start seeing challenges as opportunities, and you'll become more resilient when faced with adversity. So let's take a cue from Thomas Edison, who said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." He reframed a negative. So he reframed the negative stuff of what hadn't worked and said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." So now we move to a different way. So reframing the negative self-talk into empowering thoughts and surrounding yourself with supportive people and taking consistent action towards your goals is a way to a powerful mindset. It's a way to, changing that mindset from scarcity to abundance. It's part of having a positive mindset instead of a negative one. Okay, so now let's talk about the importance of an abundance mindset. I could talk about this all day. I'm not going to, but abundance mindset is important. Again, what we focus on, we create more of. So this means seeing opportunities everywhere and believing that everyone can win. Embrace the risk. Collaborate with others. Create your own opportunities. Focus on possibilities. Celebrate other successes. Practice gratitude and give generously. So an example, I don't make this a secret. The last 6 months, my business has gone through some valleys and we pivoted, okay? And we've up-leveled and we've changed how some of the ways someone will be able to work with me, and we've changed what my one-on-one looks like, and we've created a deep dive. And some of the other things that we did is I had been wanting to host retreats again and start back on those, and just some of the things just wasn't coming in. Excuse me. And when I started getting aligned with my spiritual wealth and was working on the mental wealth and getting surrounded by the people who are able to help me grow and who are able to push me, and I was able to see some of the risks and collaborate with others, it just came. So within the next, 6 months to a year, within the next 6 to 9 months, there's going to be 2 retreats that are going to be released. One's going to be called Align and Thrive, and one's going to be called Money Moves. And they are in alignment with what I'm wanting to teach. They're in alignment with my core values and my spiritual wealth and what I'm wanting to expand to everyone. So that's just a crucial thing about being able to focus on the possibilities. I am focusing on the possibilities. I am celebrating other people's successes, and I'm practicing gratitude. So just some of those things will be the things that can really, really help you. Another crucial aspect of the mental wealth code is reframing our challenges into opportunities. So when you encounter obstacles, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And how can I use this challenge to grow? So instead of focusing or staying on the negative, ask yourself, what can you learn from this? How can I use this challenge to grow? Now, I am not telling you to not feel your feelings, okay? Feel them. Feel them, be angry, be upset, be scared, whatever. Feel them. Punch a pillow, move it through the music. The key is not to get stuck in the feeling part. And instead, look at it and say, what can I learn from this? And how can I use this to grow? Okay. And when you start flipping that and asking yourself that, you'll start seeing the positive side from it and what can come from it and how you can grow from the things that you've, whatever it is that's happened, whatever challenge has come up. So in that process, you're able to seek out new experiences that push you outside your comfort zone and celebrate your progress. And those are really, really important. Mindfulness is also a key to mental wealth. Being fully present, you can reduce your stress, you can increase focus, and you can improve your overall well-being. And it's kind of like the spiritual wealth. Practice your deep breathing, your meditation, or a mindful observation to be able to cultivate that mindfulness in your daily life. And like I said in my last solo podcast, I don't do the meditating. What I do is the movement through music, or I'll go outside when it's nice outside and plant my bare feet in the grass. I love planting my bare feet in the grass and just, I can't tell you, I don't know, it's maybe one with the earth, but I just love it. I love summer, so there is that. But I love doing that and just taking in the natural vitamin D. I can't explain what it does, but it's my way of having that daily mindfulness when it's warm. I will not do it when it's cold. And then also moving through music, movement through music, embodiment through music, and just being one with myself. Okay. And that's really, really important. Okay. So now, let's discuss the role of the environment and relationships. Your surroundings and your social circles greatly influence your mindset and your success. I'll say that again. Your surroundings and social circles greatly influence your mindset and success. Again, what you focus on, you create more of. So if you're around negative people, if you're around people that are always down and always bringing you down, guess what you're focusing on? Make sure that your environment and your relationships and your social circles are positive and supportive people and are in creating an environment that foster growth. Seek out mentors, join mastermind groups, declutter your space. I cannot stress that enough. And set boundaries with energy-draining individuals. I can't stress that enough either. When you surround yourself with more positive people and less energy-draining individuals, you'll be amazed at how light you feel and how much more success you will have. Will you still have hiccups in business? Absolutely, we all do. And you're gonna have the people that you want to be around you to help lift you up and help push you and help hold you accountable and help stretch you in out of those comfort zones so that you can reach the wealth goals that you want to reach. So finally, I want you to remember that just like spiritual wealth, building mental wealth is an ongoing journey. It is a work in progress. It is never anything that you will stop working on. Y'all, I work on these every day. And there are sometimes I'm not great at it. I work on all five of these wealth codes every single day. It's the reason why I believe they're important. I believe that all of them hand in hand is what takes you to becoming a wealth queen, because then you're truly, truly abundant and wealthy. So I want you to remember that this is an ongoing journey. Cultivate a positive mindset, embrace abundance, reframe your challenges, practice mindfulness, surround yourself with support, and express gratitude. And when you incorporate these elements of the mental wealth code into your life, you're well on your way to becoming a true wealth queen. All right, that's it for today. Until next time, be wealthy. See you later. Thanks for joining us this week on Cash and Sass. Check us out on social media and on our website at www.thesassywealthcoach.com, where you can download my free Money Story Start Guide. The website again is www.thesassywealthcoach.com. And as always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. And remember, yes, it is possible to have sassy and sexy money. See you next week.